In just over a week, House members will return to the Capitol to organize the new Congress, and that means electing the Speaker. Last month, the Republican majority, voting in their caucus, decided to re-elect Newt Gingrich. But since then, we've seen detailed ethics charges against him, and those charges have raised doubts about the outcome of the formal vote. Gingrich himself admits to violating House rules. He signed a bill of particulars admitting, among other things, that he used tax-exempt funds for partisan political purposes, and that he gave contradictory statements to the Ethics Committee. Additional contradictions emerged last week. Joining us from Capitol Hill is NPR's Elizabeth Arnold. Elizabeth, over the weekend, Republican leaders claimed that there has been no erosion of support whatsoever for the Speaker, despite the charges, and that he will be easily reelected. But there are some indications otherwise, are there not?
Well, there are. The most recent, Linda, is the decision by a little-known Republican congressman from Long Island, Michael Forbes, not to support the Speaker. A handful of members have said they would consider abstaining, that they wanted all of the evidence made public first. But Forbes is the only one to say, look, I read the Ethics Committee report, and I cannot in good conscience support him. But we should backtrack just for a second and look at what led to his decision. At issue is whether Gingrich used tax-exempt financing for partisan purposes to fund this course that he taught at two Georgia colleges. The Ethics Committee report says GOPAC, his political action committee, raised money and promoted the course. Gingrich says he should have known better, that inaccurate statements about the matter were given to the committee, quote, over my signature, but that he did not intend to mislead. Now we get back to Forbes, who says, look, I looked at the evidence. He did know better. Everybody knows you don't mix political advocacy with tax-exempt activities, especially Newt Gingrich.
Still, though, Elizabeth, if Mr. Forbes is the only Republican who is willing to say at this point that he is bailing out, is the Speaker's election really in jeopardy?
Well, with Republicans controlling the House, that's 227 to 208, Gingrich could lose only if 20 Republicans refuse to vote for him. That could happen.
What about the House Ethics Committee, Elizabeth? They have taken years so far on this thing. And now they are talking about the leadership wants them to speed up and to go immediately to saying what the Speaker's punishment is. Are they at all concerned about what a speed-up would look like to the American people?
Well, they are. How and when, as you say, the Ethics Committee acts is pivotal, though. They've moved very slowly over the years, and speeding things up, as you say, looks more than suspicious. But the leadership has made it very clear it wants the panel to wrap up its work as quickly as possible, recommend something, some sort of slap on the wrist if they must, and then get on with reelecting the Speaker. The committee's chairman, Republican Nancy Johnson, she is trying to finish up before next week when members come back. But she needs the agreement of at least one Democrat to move into the punishment phase of the case. And see, her problem is the Democrats on the panel, they say they've been kept in the dark. They want a full public airing of the charges and his defense. They don't want some 11th hour rush job just before the vote. And complicating all of this, Linda, is the fact that the committee officially ceases to exist on Friday, the last day of the last Congress. And a number of Republicans, Johnson included, don't want to serve on it anymore.
Do you think that the Republican leaders want the punishment to be handed down quickly because they believe that the committee won't do anything that really will jeopardize Gingrich's re-election, or do they want it handed down quickly because they think if they wait, it'll get worse?
Well, it could go either way. But there's another compelling reason for speed. That every day that Speaker Gingrich's ethical problems are in the news is a day that Republicans believe they lose in raising ethical questions about President Clinton. When Republicans make accusations about Democratic fundraising, the Democrats fire back with accusations about Speaker Gingrich. They don't want that to go on.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's political correspondent Elizabeth Arnold speaking to us from the Capitol.